This is the Faith Fight Podcast. Today we're talking about fighting for your health. Hello everyone, thank you for tuning into this episode of the Faith Fight Podcast. My name is Chris Creary and I'm here to help you get your prayers answered, to encourage you to grow from glory to glory, and to ultimately assist you in achieving your God-given purpose. Thank you for taking time out of your day. I know you could be doing anything else right now, but instead you have chosen to listen to this podcast. So I am grateful for you deciding to spend a portion of your day with me. And I'm praying that this episode blesses you and helps you to grow to who God has called you to be. For those of you listening for the first time, I want to give you a special warm welcome. I'm thankful for you specifically today. And I'm letting you know that this podcast is available on all of the major podcasting apps. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, and it's on CastBox now. So if you use any of those apps to listen to podcasts, just search for the Faith Fight Podcast and you'll be able to find this podcast, subscribe, and get every future episode that I release on a Sunday morning. And also, I have an archive of over 260 episodes that I've been doing for the past 5 years. So if there's anything that is challenging you and you need to find Bible verses to stand on to build your faith, or if you want me to stand in agreement in prayer, you can listen to any one of the past episodes and just go to the different topic titles and download and listen to any one of those episodes. They will encourage you, they will bless you, and they will help you get the answers to the prayers that you are believing God for. So for those returning listeners, I want to thank you as well. Thank you for coming back and listening to the Faith Fight Podcast. But I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to share this podcast with someone else so that they can be blessed by what we talk about today. Hey everyone, just before we get into this episode, I want to let you know about my new podcast. It's called I Made a Podcast, and it's about podcasting. So if you have a podcast already, or if you had the idea to try and start a podcast, then this new show will help you. In this new show, I interview podcasters from around the world, and we talk about how they make a podcast. They go over some of the tools, the tricks, and some of the resources that they use so that we can all learn more about podcasting. So if you're interested in starting a podcast, go check out my new podcast. I'm guaranteeing you that you will learn something new and be encouraged to start your podcast in this year. And if you're looking for new podcasts to listen to, this will be a good way to be introduced to new shows as well. So you can check out my new podcast. It's called I Made a Podcast, available on all of the major podcasts and apps out there. And I made it easy for you. There's a link in the description of this episode that you can go to and directly go to the podcast. So thanks for listening. And now let's get back to the Faith Fight Podcast. So as we get older, we need to be more diligent about how we treat our bodies. We have to make sure that we stretch in the morning, eat good foods, and get enough exercise so that we can stay healthy for a long time. The Bible gives us some insight into living a healthy lifestyle, and we can learn some of the practical things that we can do so that we can be healthier for longer in our lives and give God glory by doing what He's placed us on earth to do. So let's get into this episode today. The first verse that I'm going to read is Proverbs 17:22. It says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength." So researchers have found a link between an upbeat mental state and improved health, which includes lower blood pressure, reduced risk for heart disease, healthier weight, better blood sugar levels, and a longer life. So this verse about having a cheerful heart is actually key to healing and walking in divine health. So if you want to live a healthy lifestyle, think about how you are thinking and maybe change the way that you are thinking so that you have a cheerful attitude and a cheerful mindset. And Proverbs 16:24 says, "Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body." So again, we see here the power that our words have on our health. Speak kind words over yourself and to others. It shows what's going on inside of your mind, and what happens in your mind will actually show up in your body. So speak kind words over yourself and over the people around you. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your bodies." So we need to think of our bodies as like a home that the Holy Spirit lives in. When we treat our bodies right, we are able to do the things that God has put us on earth here to do for a longer period of time. And this results in giving God glory because we're able to do more work for Him. Now, if we neglect to have the right amount of sleep every single night, if we eat junk food and don't exercise, this type of lifestyle will eventually catch up with us and it will cause us to have health issues later on in life. So treat your body well so the Holy Spirit can live in you and work through you for a longer period of time. And I'm going to read Daniel chapter 1, verses 8, and then verses 15 to 16. Here's what it says. It says, "But Daniel was determined not to defile himself by eating the food and wine given to them by the king. He asked the chief of staff for permission not to eat these unacceptable foods." And verse 15 and 16 says this. "At the end of 10 days, Daniel and his three friends looked healthier and better nourished than the young man who had been eating the food assigned by the king. So after that, the attendant fed them only vegetables instead of the food and wine provided for the others." So this passage is where we get the Daniel fast from. Here, Daniel proved that by eating a completely natural diet, it had dramatic positive consequences on his physical health and his appearance. Now, I have been on a Daniel fast before, and I have totally seen the benefits of this in my health and in my energy levels. Now, you may love to eat meat, and I'm not telling you to turn into a vegan right away, but you can try it for a day or a week to go without eating meat or processed foods and see the benefits for yourself. And you can talk to your doctor before changing your diet drastically so that you can do so in a healthy way. Now, 3 John 1 verse 2 says, "Dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." So God wants us to prosper in our health. Now, I see this verse as an equation where if we meditate on the Word of God and study it, then we will see natural results in our lives. So I want to encourage you to find some verses from the Bible that you can confess and meditate on and allow those verses to become manifested in your life in terms of a healthy life and a healthy body. And you can use the verses from this episode in order to do that. Next, I'll read Jeremiah 33 verse 6. It says, "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security." Now, this is a promise that God gave us. We can speak this promise over our lives and over our families and expect God to watch over His word to perform it. So, in connection with the previous verse that I mentioned, this is a good verse to declare and pray over yourself for your health and your family's health as you pray every single morning. Next, I'm going to read Exodus 23, verse 25. It says, "You must serve only the Lord your God. If you do, I will bless your food and water, and I will protect you from illness." So there is a blessing when we obey God. And here God is saying when we obediently follow after Him, we can expect to see His blessings follow us, and our food and our water will be blessed, and we have access to get to His presence and pray for healing when we need it. And we're going to pray right now concerning your health. So if you're doing anything that requires your attention right now, like if you're driving or if you're at work right now, please keep your eyes open. I'm going to pray and you can agree with me through saying amen. So Heavenly Father, I just want to give you thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. Thank you for the love and the faithfulness that you have shown us in your Son. And we boldly come before your throne of grace, Lord God, thanking you for this wonderful day and this wonderful opportunity that we have to come before you in fellowship and prayer. And I come before you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us, purify us, and have mercy upon us, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for all that you have done in us and through us. Now I pray, O God, for every single person listening, Lord God. I ask, O God, that you will help us all to have a cheerful heart, Lord God, because as your word says, it's like good medicine, O God. So I thank you, Lord God, that as we have a cheerful heart, the results will follow, Lord God, that we will, O God, lower the risk, O God, of health issues in the future, Lord God, that we will have an upbeat mental state, O God, that will be able to, O God, meditate on your word, O God, and remember your promises that you have for us, Lord God. And we thank you that when we do this, that we will walk in divine health, Lord God, that we won't have to suffer with illnesses and sickness that the people of the world suffer, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, that your word is like honey, Lord God. And I thank you, oh God, that it will bring healing to the people who need it right now, Lord God, that as they confess and meditate on your word, Lord God, that you will heal every single disease and problem that they may face, Lord God. And I give you the praise, oh God, that you are doing a wonderful work, Lord God, in their lives, Lord God. And may you be glorified for this, Lord God. Help us to remember every single day, Lord God, that our bodies are for you, Lord God, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, and help us to treat our bodies right by getting enough sleep, eating the right food, and getting enough physical activity and exercise, Lord God, so that we may have a healthy body that we may present to you daily, that you'll be able to work through us and do wonderful things in our lives and through us, Lord God. And we thank you for this, Lord God. You are faithful, Lord God. And I pray that you will also show us, oh God, what adjustments we need to make in the types of food that we eat, Lord God. Even if it comes to the point where we need to cut out processed food and meat completely, Lord God, show us what we need to do and give us the strength to do it so that we may have a healthy body, Lord God, that we may live long and prosper on the earth, oh God, while we are doing your will. And I pray this for every single person listening, Lord God. And I also ask, Lord, that you will give us insight and wisdom, Lord God, if we decide to fast or do a Daniel fast for a day or a week or 3 weeks, Lord God. Give us insight. And as we fast, we will seek you and pray to you, Lord God, that you will, oh God, help us to and show us, Lord God, what changes we need to make in our lifestyle so that we will remain healthy for a long period of time. And I give you the praise for this, Lord God. And as we continue to meditate and stand on your word and confess your promises of healing and health over our lives, Lord God, I thank you that we will see it, oh God, manifested in our lives and in our physical bodies, oh God. May our energy levels rise up, oh God, as we are confessing your word and declaring it over our lives and over the lives of our families. And I thank you, Father God, because you are faithful, Lord God. Not, oh God, so that we can do whatever we want, but so that we can do your will, oh God, and be healthy while we are doing it, Lord God. So I thank you for hearing our prayer right now, and I pray for every single person listening, Lord God, whether they are completely healthy right now, I pray that you will continue to help them to make the right choices so that they can continue to be healthy, or if there's anyone who is sick or going through any type of health challenges right now, I pray your healing hand will be upon them, Lord God. Give them wisdom and discernment so that they know what they need to change, so that they can walk in divine health, which is our portion, Lord God, which is what you want for us, Lord God, so that we can do your will. So I thank you for this. I honor you and I commit, oh God, every single person listening right now to your hand, and may your healing hand be upon them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we pray, amen. So that's it for another episode of the Faith Fight Podcast. I hope that you were blessed by this episode. And if it blessed you, you can go on and share it with someone else so that they can listen and be blessed by this episode as well. Now, if you were blessed by this episode, you can go over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, leave a review. And for those of you who have Android phones, you can subscribe and listen to the podcast on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, Squadcast, or wherever you find podcasts. Just search for the Faith Fight Podcast and you'll be able to find this podcast and subscribe and get every single new episode that I release on a Sunday morning. And you can start your weeks off right, have some meditation and some quiet time as you listen to the Faith Fight Podcast. So the only thing I have to say now is to remember to put on the full armor of Christ Jesus every single day and go out and fight the good fight of faith. And you'll hear from me again next week on the Faith Fight Podcast. Something good is happening to you today. Be blessed, everyone.